For the first time in nearly 30 years, New Jersey may increase its gasoline tax. Both the Assembly and Senate budget committees approved the measure today. The bills enjoy bipartisan support, but as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the plan still faces some resistance.
Christina Renna with the South Jersey Chamber of Commerce says a 23-cent gas tax hike would adversely affect drivers in the bottom half of the state.
South Jersey is different economically, geographically, and demographically from the rest of the state. We don't have the mass transit options in place that other people do. We're far more reliant on passenger vehicles.
Sean Williams, a lobbyist for Airlines for America, says a part of the plan to hike jet fuel taxes would devastate the airline industry.
I don't say that for hysteria or to be glib. A 25 full tax increase is not something that businesses are easily able to absorb or take lightly.
But others backed the plan that would replenish the state fund for transportation projects and road and bridge repairs. An unlikely supporter, Sal Risolvato, with the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Automotive Association.
Anytime the two words gas and tax were ever put together, the hair would stand up on the back of my neck and I would become a very vocal, arrogant opponent. I never offered a solution.
Democratic sponsor Paul Sarlo says the plan is just that, a solution that has a realistic shot of getting passed.
No legislation is perfect, but I've not seen one proposal from any member of the legislature or any member of the public that could gather the necessary votes.
From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.